Hello and welcome to this podcast on how ONET information benefits clients who need the assistance of a State Employment Security Commission. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONET Academy, on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today, we have with us Mike Tillotson, System Coordinator for the Tulsa Metropolitan Offices of the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission. We're lucky to catch Mike in the office today because Mike is usually on the road giving presentations to various civic groups on Department of Labor and Oklahoma Employment Security Commission programs and websites, including ONET. Welcome, Mike. We're glad to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Good morning, Janet. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, first, Mike, tell me about your agency.
Janet, the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission is the major state agency in labor exchange, unemployment benefits. We work with the WIA program. We partner with approximately 14 different agencies in providing services to clients. We provide local labor market information, and we try and be the catalyst for basically labor exchange and all the facets that go with WIA.
Well, more specifically, tell me a little bit about your particular role in the agency and how ONET plays a part.
Janet, as system coordinator, my role is to work with all of our partnering agencies. This part, I also provide training in working with the partners. I work with a couple of the Chamber of Commerce's. I help various employers working with various job descriptions, utilizing the ONET, guiding them through it, and making the job a lot easier than what they think it is. I speak to various schools, the technology centers. I've done high schools. I pass out career information off of the ONET information site and show them how to use it and guide themselves through there.
Well, that's great, Mike. Can you give me some specific examples of how you've used ONET online?
Probably the most predominant that I could refer to right now is I've helped design the job skills workshop for our state agency. Into that workshop, I also designed the website ONET Online to provide information to the people. Many of these people are transitioning out of careers. They may have been there 5 months or they may have been there 15 to 20 years, and they're not quite sure how to go about the job search. They're not sure about their careers. In the process, I used to show them the skills search function of the ONET to give them some ideas. It's a quick, handy desktop tool that you can use. I would have them click on their various skills, and as you go down through the skills at the bottom, then you click on, you know, the information, and it will provide you occupations that will use your skills that you probably don't think about when you're sitting there saying, where can I go from here when your job has went south? So it gives them a chance to look further into other industries, and that's the beauty of ONET because it's skill-based. In the workshop, I also pull up their occupations, and then I will go into, you have your couple of different forms. I use the occupational information of the skills, and I help them do the, you have the summary report, and then there's three different categories to build it. But I go into the details section of their skills and have them pull all of that up and look at it. They can print it, save it however they want to, but I have them go down through and review those skills to see what they've done. And this serves two purposes. It helps them prepare their resume, looking at the skills that they may have forgot about. You know, we all, if you work 10, 15 years, you tend to forget the things you've done. Well, this will help them refresh their memory so they can get it into their resume. Plus, it will help them when they do electronic database resume because you want to put the important thing in. I also guide them into the custom skills. And in the custom skills, I have them pick anywhere from down to 25% or 50%, whether they choose the skills and information, and pull that up. Then that way they know what the employer is looking for, so they can make sure and do two things with it. One, they get it on the resume. Two, when they're doing a job interview, they can relate person to person of how important they are, why that employer should pay for their position and give them money and hire them. So it helps guide them on that also. There's a variety of things that you will do with the O-Net database. It brings them up to date if they need training. You know, they can look at what's new into their occupation because the O-Net is just updated all the time. And maybe they only need one or two skills and they have the rest. So if they come into a one-stop center and they're speaking with one of our counselors and they say, I need to go to school, but I have this occupation and I need this and this because they're new to my occupation. Well, it helps the client, helps the counselor, and they can guide them into that training. And it's, to me, it's the quickest way to get from point A to point B back into an employable wage earning field again from being unemployed. So it gives them a lot of guidance and gives them some vision to look at. And that's one of the major ways I show them in that part.
Well, it also seems to give people a common language to use as they are talking to counselors and as they're talking to employers as well.
Yes, I have just pulled up the latest change on the new demand occupations and stuff, and I'm putting it together, and I like this, and I use it for high school kids. You know, I think we should probably try and get to the high school kids at least by the fifth and sixth grades, and we can look at and give them the information on the new emerging technologies and demand occupations and the projections. And that way, I'm not saying they have to choose at that period of time, but they can look at it, and mom and dad can look with them, and they'll say, oh, this is interesting, you know, and it gives them a chance to look at something where they're, so you just don't take a guess at an occupation that may not be there. So that's the beauty of the O-Net also.
Also helps people track what's going to be happening in the future so that they can prepare themselves for those future occupations. So it's really good information for people at all levels.
Yes, that's very important. You know, you feel like you're doing guidance towards something that will have a benefit 5-10 years down the road.
Well, boy, Mike, I can see you're an enthusiastic O-Net champion. And so many, many thanks for your time today. Your uses of the O-Net information are really sure to give listeners an idea of the many ways O-Net information can be utilized. To all of you, be sure to visit onetacademy.com for more information on the O-Net system. Thank you, and I hope you're having a great day.